Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Cortisol Conspiracy, How Cortisol Became the Brain's Legal Drug Fueling Burnout, Fatigue, and Anxiety. And How to Break the Cycle for Good is a nonfiction self-help and neuroscience-oriented book by Benjadith Momo, PhD. It focuses on the biological and psychological dynamics of chronic stress. With cortisol and dopamine presented as central to the way modern life can train the nervous system toward constant urgency, overwork, and emotional dysregulation, rather than treating burnout, fatigue, and anxiety as isolated problems, the book frames them as part of a repeating stress cycle that can become self-reinforcing over time. Its purpose is practical as well as explanatory to help readers understand how stress responses develop, why they can become persistent, and what it means to restore a more stable baseline. The book appears aimed at readers who want a neuroscience-based interpretation of stress and recovery, with an emphasis on nervous system regulation, resilience, and breaking patterns of survival mode. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cortisol and dopamine as a feedback loop that normalizes stress. One of the book's central ideas is that stress is not only harmful in excess, but also rewarding in a subtle and misleading way. By linking cortisol, the body's primary stress hormone, with dopamine, the brain's reward chemical, the book argues that repeated stress can become reinforcing rather than merely draining. This framing matters because it explains why many people keep returning to overloaded schedules, crisis-driven work habits, and high-pressure environments even when those patterns feel destructive. The appeal is not presented as pleasure in a simple sense, but as a learned association between urgency, significance, and accomplishment. That mechanism helps explain why stress can feel productive, even when it contributes to burnout. The book uses this relationship to show that chronic stress is not always sustained by external demands alone. It can also be maintained internally through nervous system conditioning. This shifts the problem from willpower to biology and habit, which is a more useful way to understand repeated stress behavior. Secondly, how chronic stress rewires the nervous system toward survival mode. The book emphasizes that prolonged stress changes how the nervous system interprets ordinary events. When the body stays in a heightened state for too long, the threshold for alarm becomes lower, and normal challenges can begin to feel like emergencies. This is where the book's discussion of survival mode becomes especially important. It suggests that anxiety, emotional reactivity, and exhaustion are not simply isolated symptoms, but signals of an overworked regulation system. The practical value of this idea is that it makes chronic stress legible as a pattern rather than a mystery. Readers are encouraged to see how the body can become organized around threat detection, leaving little room for rest, flexibility, or clear thinking. By focusing on nervous system rewiring, the book moves beyond generic stress advice and instead addresses the deeper mechanism that keeps stress responses active. This makes the argument more structural than motivational recovery, requires changing the system that interprets and stores stress, not just trying harder to relax. Thirdly, burnout, fatigue, and anxiety as linked outcomes rather than separate problems. The book presents burnout, fatigue, and anxiety as interconnected effects of the same underlying process. That is an important distinction because many self-help books treat these experiences separately, as though one is about exhaustion, another about worry, and another about overcommitment. Here, they are understood as different expressions of an overloaded stress physiology. Burnout reflects depletion and disengagement. Fatigue reflects the cost of prolonged activation, and anxiety reflects the nervous system's heightened sensitivity to threat. Seen together, they form a coherent picture of what happens when stress becomes chronic and unregulated. This approach helps readers avoid self-blame, because it frames these symptoms as predictable outcomes of sustained biological strain rather than personal weakness. It also clarifies why quick fixes often fail treating one symptom without addressing the stress cycle underneath leaves the broader pattern intact. The book's value lies in its integrated model, which encourages readers to think in terms of system-wide recovery instead of symptom management alone. Fourthly, building a life the nervous system can finally relax into. The book goes beyond symptom relief and points toward lifestyle design as part of recovery. Its message is not only about lowering cortisol in the abstract, but about creating conditions in which the nervous system does not have to stay on guard all the time. That implies a broader view of healing, where environment, routines, boundaries, and expectations matter as much as individual coping techniques. This is a useful distinction because many stress books focus narrowly on breathing exercises or short-term calming tools, while leaving the reader in the same overstimulating context. Here, the deeper question is whether a person's life structure reinforces chronic alertness or supports recovery. The book's emphasis on a life the nervous system can relax into suggests that stability comes from consistency, reduce threat cues, and more sustainable patterns of work and rest. This is a more durable approach than temporary relief, because it addresses the conditions that keep stress activation alive. It also makes the book relevant to readers who suspect that their environment, not just their thoughts, is part of the problem. Lastly, a neuroscience-based response to modern stress culture and misinformation. The book stands out because it situates stress recovery in neuroscience, while also speaking to the realities of modern life. Its title and description suggest a critique of a culture that rewards overextension, urgency, and constant availability, while treating those habits as normal or even admirable. That cultural angle gives the book a broader relevance than a standard burnout guide. At the same time, the topic intersects with a wider public conversation about cortisol that often becomes oversimplified in wellness spaces. By focusing on the brain and nervous system rather than trending claims about cortisol alone, the book offers a more grounded framework. It does not appear to be about quick hormone hacks or simplistic fixes. Instead, it aims to explain how stress is learned, maintained, and eventually unlearned through a combination of knowledge and behavioral change. This makes it especially useful for readers who want a serious, psychologically informed explanation of why they feel stuck in stress and what it actually takes to change that pattern in a realistic way. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers dealing with chronic stress, burnout, fatigue, anxiety, trauma residue, or a persistent sense of being stuck in overdrive. It will also appeal to people who prefer explanations rooted in neuroscience and nervous system regulation, rather than generic self-help language. Its main benefit is that it reframes stress as a patterned biological response, which can make difficult symptoms feel more understandable and therefore more workable. Readers are likely to gain a clearer sense of how cortisol, reward conditioning, and survival mode thinking can combine to keep stress active long after the original pressure has passed, compared with many books in the burnout and anxiety category. It appears to offer a more integrated model that connects physiology, behavior, and environment, instead of isolating one piece of the problem. That makes it stand out as a book about recovery structure, not just stress relief. For readers who want a serious, system-level account of why stress becomes chronic and how to interrupt it, this book offers a distinct and focused perspective. If you would like to support Benjadith Momo PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.